It is a new month and a very important month, Doug. It is Better Hearing Month, so happy Better Hearing Month.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite times of year, and then you combine that with Beef Month, and I love beef, right. You know, steak, hamburgers, and roast, and whatever. So,
all
I mean,
that.
It's like my favorite time of year.
I mean, this month was made for you, I think.
I agree. It is.
So what do we do in Better Hearing Month? I know you're also celebrating kind of an anniversary. There's a couple different things that people may not know. Obviously, you're an audiologist, but at the same time, you had to get a dispensing license.
Yeah, and people are confused by that. It comes up all the time in the clinic and when I'm seeing folks. Historically, audiologists, obviously, we have at least a master's degree, and audiologists that graduate now have a doctoral degree in audiology. And we do a lot of training in college with hearing instruments and hearing aids and fitting them appropriately. But a lot of states, for whatever reason, would also require audiologists, if they were going to sell hearing aids in a state, to get a dispensing license, a hearing aid dealer license, basically. So
sure.
I had dual licensure for 29 years. So in 1996, 30 years ago, I was actually got my dispensing license. I got it in my graduate school career. I was working for another audiologist, and I was going to come back to Atlantic and work for him. And so he wanted me to get a dispensing license as I was going to school, so I could come home on the weekends or on holidays or in the summer and work for him, you know. And so I've actually been working with hearing instruments and had a license to sell hearing aids for 30 years now.
Which is wonderful, because when people come to you, they know that you have the knowledge and you've got 30 years experience of doing that. In the last 30 years, I can about imagine things have changed quite a bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, dramatically. You know, when I first started, hearing instruments were just becoming programmable, meaning, you know, we were able to actually connect them to some sort of device. And initially, it was like a little handheld programmer. It wasn't even laptops or mm-hmm. computers necessarily. We had little manufacturer-specific devices that you plugged a cord into the hearing aid and you could set it, sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, everything's wireless, everything's digital, everything is programmable. I mean, it's just the norm. But when I started 30 years ago, that was kind of a new thing. And we were able to customize the hearing aids more for people. Before I did that, before I started, you know, you would have to order the hearing aids from a manufacturer set for that specific hearing
sure.
loss, and they would send them to you. And then if something changed, you know, there wasn't a whole lot you could do to change it. Nowadays, we can customize those with patients. If their hearing gets worse, we can reprogram them. You know, we can give them program settings for different environments they go into. There's all kinds of customizations. It's just been amazing.
And you've been seeing a lot of more younger patients coming in, whether it's for hearing evaluations or maybe just getting that baseline.
Absolutely. And that's the reason why Better Hearing Month is important, is it's a time for folks to think about their hearing. You know, it's one of those things, you can't see hearing loss. You know, you don't really notice that you're experiencing it sometimes. And other people will notice that more than you will yourself. And so it's that time of year where audiology hopefully comes to the forefront of people's minds, and we encourage people to come in and, again, get baselines. And as you referenced, we've been seeing a lot of younger, what I would call younger, my age, you know, 54, younger patients coming in and being proactive about their hearing health.
Which is wonderful for them to at least acknowledge that and do that. And of course, they can come and they can see you, Doug, but first they got a couple of different ways to get a hold of you if they want to do that baseline, or if they just, you know, have some questions.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from them. They can call us here in Carroll at 792-5933, or they can look us up online. It's asihearing.com.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.